Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to the International Spiritual Awakening Ministries Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Letitia Peters. Thank you for joining us as we have another exciting show for you tonight. As we continue to celebrate the International Confession, Repentance, Forgiveness, and Reconciliation Month for the entire month of July. And each day, we are focusing on a different segment of the population. Yesterday, we wanted people to focus on themselves, dealing with their past and present. And today, the focus is on the church, which includes the staff, elders of the church, saints, believers, and ministries. And the church that I am referring to is the church which Yeshua Jesus is head of. And we're just going to sound the shofar because we want the enemies to flee. Because the church needs to take its rightful place in society. The church as a whole been silent, and it's time for the church and its members to wake up and no longer be silent. Many people are waking up, but we need so many more to do so now. Too many people are dying. And God has told me to keep telling his people one thing, that my people are dying due to a lack of knowledge and not because it is my will.
Thank you.
members to 9 states. And if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then you shall blow a shofar. You should blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. Many of us in America are being oppressed, and it's time that we sound the shofar. Last month, many of the descendants of slaves in America celebrated being liberated from slavery. But how many of these activities consists of thanking God for liberating their descendants? Because just like the Israelites who were liberated after 400 years every year, they proclaim the Lord's Feast of Passover to thank God and remember what He brought them through. And this is something which I did with a remnant of people who are descendants of slaves in America. So remember Numbers 10:9. And we also destroyed the curses of slavery, Jim Crow, and Willie Lynch. And we invite others to do the same. Right now, there is a spiritual war that is happening in America, in Israel, in the UK, Africa, Australia, Canada, the world. And it's time that people learn the whole truth about the power that God has given His saints. It's more than just prayer. There are other spiritual weapons that many church leaders are not even teaching. Many synagogue leaders are not even teaching. Elders of the church are not teaching. They are not teaching the ministry of Yeshua, Jesus. one area which many of the church do not teach is supernatural. Supernatural healings, supernatural breakthroughs, supernatural resurrections. And the church is breaking Yeshua's heart because we have not united. And to continue to make excuses on why we cannot unite tells me that many are not filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Many are not filled with the supernatural spiritual gifts of the Holy Ghost and with fire. Because you would do everything in your power to unite with your brother and sister. To find that common denominator and no longer state excuse after excuse. We are called to pray for others, to intercede for others. If someone asks me to pray, I usually do, because we are called to pray for our brothers and sisters. My heart is breaking. Because we are breaking God's heart. People are dying prematurely. Because the church as a whole is not teaching them the supernatural power of the Word of God and that he or she can be resurrected. People are hurting. Hurt people, hurt other people. The church is hurting. When will the church wake up? When it's too late? Because I am well aware that many of those saints, elders of the church, who are in the pulpit have not been called. They have no anointing. But others who have been called have stopped learning or asking the Holy Ghost to experience more of the supernatural, to be taught the Word of God. We cannot continue on the way that we have been doing. The church as a whole, I'm just looking for remnant people who are ready to grow spiritually, who are ready to learn the spiritual weapons to advance the Lord's kingdom. Because I too receive this teaching in the church that I was attending. It was Yeshua and the Holy Ghost who taught me when I'm ready to teach others to move about in the spirit world, because there are two worlds, the spirit world and the natural world. Did you know the spirit world controls the natural world? That is why people used to say, go and pray about it. Some devils do not come out except by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting to break and destroy the bondage. God is good. He is waiting for you to join us, to like the Heal Our Nations movement. We are ready to advance the Lord's kingdom. called those who are not teaching the word of God the way that God wants him or her to teach it. People are dying prematurely without having anyone to intercede for him or her, or to raise or ask God to intercede so that miracles, signs, and wonders can occur, so that people are raised from the dead, resurrected, or healed. We have been given the power over all serpents and scorpions, over all devils, over all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. We have been given the power and authority over all. And even death. So no matter what may come against us, yes, we need to continue to fight and fight using other spiritual gifts. And learn about how you may be causing your own problems. Your mouth. You may have opened demonic doorways, passageways, vortexes, wormholes. Knowingly or unknowingly, or someone else may have done it for you in your past. And it was never, ever, ever closed. I have heard what you're teaching. I have never heard in my life. And I've been going to church all my life. I'm teaching the word of God. So that means that you may not have opened a book and read the Bible from front cover to back cover for yourself. Because what I'm teaching is right there in the Bible. And this is why the enemy has tried to kill, steal, and destroy, as written in John 10:10. Because he is the thief. But no, the church did not prepare me for what I had endured for all of these years. And if I follow the current teachings, preachings of the church, my family and I would have died years ago or suffered at the hands of the enemies. And I suffered. And so did my family members. But I don't want others to
to suffer like I had. Going temporarily blind, being violated while I'm sleeping, being tortured, persecuted, harmed. Skin burned off my face. Where was the church? Maybe you, like me, crying out to the church. God does hear your prayers. But many people have put those who are in the pulpit as their Jesus, as their Lord and Savior. I just know, and that is what I am aware of, is that the church is breaking Yeshua's heart. And I pray that you will join the Heal Our Nations movement, that you are ready to learn the truth, because we have lived in a system of mendicity. Mendicity means falsehood, lies. And I learned about it this year while watching one of my favorite movies, The Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. But this year, when I watched this movie, that sentence resonated in my soul, spirit, and heart. That I just have overlooked it anymore. The church, who I love, because I love who is head of the church, who is head of the the synagogue. But we do not have a dictator. He gives you free will. You have a decision to make. Do you want to learn the whole truth and nothing but the truth so that you can shift atmosphere while praying, so you can feel the presence of God while praying? We want to pray for the church. There has been a lot of negative publicity in the church, sexual allegations, rape, molestation in the church. When's the last time anyone anointed the church building or walked around the church, anointed the land, rebuking, binding, and casting out all devils to Beelzebub in the church, around the church? Are you aware of the sins that will prevent you from entering heaven? God is love, and God loves you. And I am on the landline, so if you're hearing any static, that is what I'm hearing. Static on this landline the entire time. I have a challenge for the church and its members to answer those questions that are listed on the website. How many hours a day do you spend with God? Not doing anything else, but spending time with God, carving time aside from God. I know I was guilty of that once before, of incorporating God into my day. God loves you. Just ask the Holy Ghost to help you to become the best person that you can be. The choice is yours. The church is not even teaching Leviticus 23. The choice is yours. And I really don't want anyone to go to hell. And he doesn't want anyone to go to hell. But you have to confess and repent of your sins, iniquities, transgressions, and trespasses. So please join us on the Heal Our Nations movement, and join us as we pray and fast
And sound of the shofar starting at 7:00 on Wednesday night through 7:00 on Saturday night. Do what you can, because we're going to do it again next week. So thank you for joining us. And every Monday, we're going to do something different as it relates to the church.